It's everything they ask for. I just want to give 110%. Whatever they need, I'm going to do it. Catching over the head, the gauntlet, all that stuff. Run routes, run 40, all that. Just making sure I'm on top of my game on the outside routes and everything. Just making sure, you know, the way I work is I'm making sure my body is good too, you know, the maintenance and everything. But other than that, just making sure everything's good. It wasn't forced. Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, are you look at it now as a guy just transitioning to
the NFL? Oh, absolutely. For sure. You know, I love it. You know, I'm just thankful to play football again. You know, just out here playing what I love to do and, you know, just leaving everything in God's hands, and that's what I've been doing. You know, just working, perfecting my craft, want to be one of the best, period. And that's what I've been doing since, you know, since I switched my position. I've been a receiver since the day I switched. That was before camp, you know, so it was like July. So I've been a receiver since then. You know, this whatever you do, you work at it and you want to perfect that craft, you know, anything is capable of, you know, happening. So, you know, the way I work, you know, anything's, you know, everything's is on the good side.
Roxy, what are your expectations here? You seem to like you've been picked as one of these people
who
really
pulled
herself up the line.
I'm doing everything.
Do it all.
Yeah, I'm doing it all.
Right. Why be so open? Comfortable with
yourself. That's what I prepare myself for. You know, I want to back out nothing. You know, I want to do it all. Might do extra, you know. I don't know. Whatever they ask, I'm going to do.
Did you challenge the
424? I don't know. That's blazing. I'm just to run fast. I just want to fast as possible.
Are you faster than when you were a quarterback? I know you like 40 times when you still play a quarterback.
Yeah.
Faster now?
I don't know. Are you going to see? Hopefully. You know, I still wearing a 4-3-6 when I was a quarterback, so that's what Coach Mick had me at, so hopefully I can just top that.
You were 204 at the Senior Bowl. Are you still in that neighborhood now?
Yeah, sustain lean as possible. I can't gain no weight after that. Try the situation with my hamstrings. That's a tough situation right there.
Is there one drill you're more excited about?
Drills? Nah, just catching the ball. I love it. So, you know. He's out there having fun.
Can you look back on any guys who made that switch going from quarterback to wide receiver and brought
any inspiration? No, I haven't did my research on it. But, you know, just making sure I'm doing top of my game first. Yeah.
I think you know you can do a lot of things athletically. But to be a receiver in the NFL, how much of it do you think is athleticism? How much do you think is all the other things that go into
it? You know, it's a lot of things that you got to prepare yourself for going to the next level. So it's not about who's the fastest, who's the strongest. It's about perfecting that receiver, you know, the receiver position. There's a lot of things that ties in with it. So there's a lot of things, man. So I've been doing my homework. So it's not about athleticism, not about speed, not about strength. So.
How about the adjustment was blocking, moving to wide receiver?
Blocking? That's good, you know. Just practice at it. You know, Coach Meyer got me good, got me right, and you know, this it was different coming from quarterback, not even you know touching the soul. so it was different, but now you know it's nothing. It's just part of position. Yeah, it's just part of position. Yep. What's that?
It's about the team.
Yeah, you know, you wish for it. So the opportunities that I had, I was going to make the best of them. So I can control what I can control, and that's what I did throughout the whole season. And I'm just blessed, you know, just to play the game again and be, you know, top at the position that I just, you know, did a year.
How does playing quarterback help you as a
man, a lot, you know. Reading the defenses, how, you know, you can point out things before, you know, the play even starts. And that's what, you know, the team's always surprised by. Like, I know it all from, you know, just playing quarterback standpoint. So it ties in a receiver a lot, too.
Who are some of your favorite receivers to watch in the NFL?
Yeah, I've been, for the last couple of nights, I've been watching Julio Jones. I like the way he played the game. And, you know, he's gifted. You know, that's why I really want to perfect my game after up. And, you know, just keep working. And, you know, the sky's the limit. So.
Two more guys.
How valuable was your week in Mobile? It felt like got quite a bit of buzz coming out of the combine.
That's what I wanted to do. That was my goal. And just to show everybody, you know, I'm capable of doing whatever, you know, any receiver in the country can do. And that's what I wanted to do. I was going to make sure my name's in the mix and all that good talk that's going on. And I want to prove that, and that's what I did.
Braxton go in the first round?
Do I think? Oh, yeah, I know for sure. For sure.
You gotta go, guys. Thanks.
Yeah. I, you know, the way I work.